Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. And if you are just joining us, welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's morning sports talk show. This is episode number 235, and we're coming to you out of the bunker here in beautiful Western Canada, where I was late getting out of the house today. I had to go to Lynch's house to video him for my Instagram story, so I didn't take the Jeep. But I did use it as a garbage truck yesterday.
Okay.
My daughter thought it was funny that I loaded it up full of garbage bags and took it to the disposal bin. I don't know what was funny about that. That's what I said to her. What was funny about that?
So John's Instagram this morning, he had the cushion out.
My Instagram, John on the Instagram.
John on your Instagram. He had the cushion out. I think it was to sit on, right? Because it was supposed to open training camp this weekend.
That was the idea, yeah.
So he's all excited because it's supposed to be training camp this weekend. And it made me sad. Now it's finally, like now, you know, Sunday hits and training camp opens and all that, the weekend. Then it's going to hit that we should be there on the sidelines in the sun at Griffith Stadium for camp.
So I said it will hit people around here in this market of Saskatchewan when training camp's delayed, which is supposed to start Sunday. But you know what? As usual, we're a little behind times. It's been hitting the NHL markets for 64 days.
Big time.
And the NBA and Major League Baseball. By the way, a couple things just ahead of Justin Dunk. Please do me a favor if you're enjoying the show. If you enjoy the show overall, go down to the bottom of your screen and hit share. Please share, 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 share to all of your Facebook friends to get the word out for us. It's the best way for us to go about it. What do they call that? Organic reach.
Yes.
Right? Not paid for. 3downnation.com reporting that the Saskatchewan Roughriders have announced pay cuts for every single member of the organization, but they're not laying anybody off. That was from this morning, quoting Murray McCormick of the Leader Post. And let's also not forget that players are not being paid at this time by any team, okay? As training camps, I would say loom, but they don't loom because they're postponed. Quick six show topics that we'll come around on throughout this hour. CFL and CFLPA badly want to play, TSN's reporting. 2, NCAA is getting all of their direction from the NFL regarding testing. Should the CFL get in line for that direction? Number 3, the American federal aid debate for CFL players. Number 4, topic 4, the Mariners' Blake Snell says he will not take the field in Major League Baseball this year unless he gets his $10 million that he's signed for. Please debate. Point 5, the CEBL plans to play. They announced their training camp rosters last night. Canadian Elite Basketball League, which includes the Hamilton Honey Badgers and the Saskatchewan Rattlers, of course. 9 teams in all. Rattlers President Lee Genier will be with us later on, and 6 Netflix suggestions. So let's go to Southern Ontario now. Thanks, Justin Dunk, for being patient, getting with us. How you doing, my man?
I'm well, guys. Hope you can hear me. We got the connection good now.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. So, Justin, I do have questions for you, but please tell me as we sit here on this Friday, May the 15th, what's the latest in your world at 3 Down amidst the crazy times?
Well, let me jump in with what you guys were talking about last hours of looking at alternate ways for the CFL to have a future, because I'm with you guys. I need to look at all options. Number one, and I've talked to some few people around the league about this, and guys that were in the XFL too, why don't they at least approach Vince McMahon? He's always wanted to have a football league, and he actually, as you guys well know, wanted to hire former CFL commissioner Mark Cohan to be the commissioner of the XFL. McMahon's got deep pockets, and I think maybe in his mind he would want to expand it to the United States. And I think right now St. Louis could be a perfect city. They want to show the NFL up. They're upset that the Rams left town for Los Angeles. And I think Vince McMahon could be a great guy to at least approach and see about his interest in the CFL, just because we all know he's wanted a league for so long to be successful.
So is that just basic spitballing, you and your boys sitting around talking type thing, or is there anything to it, do you think?
Well, that's just spitballing right now, but it makes a whole lot of sense. So we'll see if indeed that comes to fruition. Now, at that point, it would have talked about how the whole scenario would work, but we know two things. McMahon has money, which is used right now, especially if they end up not getting anything from the government, and he loves football. Those two things make complete sense.
So how often are you getting asked if there's going to be football this year in the CFL?
Every day, man. You talk to coaches, players, GMs, personnel, man, everyone around the league, at the league office are wondering, you know, can we play? What's going to happen? And I continue to tell them, as I'm sure you do too, Roddy, that, you know, I have no idea. Even though you think I have all this intel, I can't tell you what the coronavirus is going to do. So overall, there's obviously a number of discussions going on. And early on, I had heard the idea, and I believe I said it on your show a number of weeks ago, of playing in two separate areas, you know, maybe one west, east. And then talking to some executives this week, and they were saying, you know, could potentially Saskatchewan, because I believe out of the provinces that have CFL teams, they have the lowest number of COVID-19 cases, maybe house the entire CFL for part of the season that they're going to play. You have Mosaic there, and if you needed to practice fields up in Saskatoon, it would be a lot cheaper. Put the players up in, let's say, those students are going to be doing online courses, at least for the fall. So I think a lot of those scenarios would make sense and could actually save the CFL money instead of putting the players up in hotels.
By the way, I want to do at least 10 more minutes with Justin. So what we're going to do, you just started to break up, Justin. So the boys are going to hang up on the video call, and they're going to call him and bring him in on the phone. I'm very interested in the Bubble Cities concept, and I wonder how serious this is. And Nelson, by the way, I don't know where he is today. He's obviously not watching, but he said yesterday, this is all over the place, this concept of the bubble cities or quarantine series and cities. And he's right that they are all over the place on that, because the premier and the mayor in this province and this city are saying, hey, we'd be willing to talk about it, but we haven't heard from anybody. So how much has it been investigated, do you think?
I don't know. That's the hard thing, is it might be investigated internally, but you have to communicate, right? You got to get out there and try and actually find out how serious it is and how possible it is.
Okay, JD, thank you for that. Appreciate it. So we got most of what you're saying. So on the quarantine city concept, I just saw the TSN insiders comment, a 3-minute drill on that. How serious do you think it is?
Well, right now it's really just in the discussion phase. It's an idea, because it would still involve all of the safety guidelines and logistics that you have to follow. The top among that would be, how do you get these American players back over the border? Because it's going to be closed now for the foreseeable future. So it's definitely being discussed. It hasn't been passed down to the president's level just yet, but it's one of the options. I've been told, you know, a couple of weeks ago, that there were sort of 12 on the table that they were working through in terms of looking at playing at games in 2020.
On the COVID thing, but a different sort of offshoot of it, how about the American players, whether they should be subject to federal aid or not? What are the guys telling you?
Well, I just really don't understand how the members of parliament in this country speak without doing the research that the American players pay taxes in Canada and in the United States on the salary that they make in the Canadian Football League. And there are lots of other examples out there of people, let's say, from outside the country coming to Canada, either working here or paying taxes, that are probably getting the benefits of some of the government relief right now for COVID-19. So I really don't understand how you can separate the Canadians and the Americans for the CFL, because it's a mix, as we well know, that has made this league a great one.
I know I'm jumping all over the place, but here's another one for you. You reside in the GTA, or I believe the 905 area code. You see the Ontario government saying no money for CFL teams provincially. What is the temperature of the population down there with regards to the CFL getting federal aid or provincial aid?
Yeah, it depends where you are, and I believe that was Lisa McLeod, and she said that essentially right now they're not focusing on a, quote, bailout for the CFL. They're looking for federal direction because they feel like the league stretches across this country, as we well know, so that direction needs to come from them before they go to the provincial level. As for people that I've talked to, you know, mostly in the Hamilton area when I'm doing my CHH sports anchorings on the weekend, they are mostly supportive of it because they believe the CFL is a sort of fabric that binds our country together and creates a lot of economic activity, right? Randy Ambrosi, when he was doing his presentation, noted that it's $1.2 billion of economic activity the CFL creates per year. But the other argument that you get is at a time like this, when obviously health and safety are paramount, how are you going to give money to a sports league that admittedly, you know, there are some public owners, obviously you guys know that well in Saskatchewan, how that all works. But the private guys, a lot of them have been successful in other businesses. So the government's going to have to parse that all out. And that's part of the reason why Ambrosi was taken to task a little bit for not having that plan when he went in front of the government. He should have laid all that out and not left any questions for the government. But then they started poking holes in the presentation.
Frankly, I agree with that, too. And the other thing that I think people in Western Canada, where the bulk of our viewers, need to get acquainted with the name Bob Rutina. Justin, you would know him well. He was the voice of either the Ticats or the Argos for 20 seasons. He did both teams. Now he's served two terms as a Liberal MP. He was the mayor of Hamilton. He's a good friend of mine. And you guys have had some pretty good articles with Bob and interviews with him. I guess it was he was on with Bob O'Neill, and you guys had the quotes on Three Down. But he just said, this is the way the CFL should have approached the government. And it sounded like, although Ambrosi wasn't interested in Bob's advice, that's what Bob said, maybe there's a chance to revisit it. Like, this horse isn't out of the barn entirely, correct?
Exactly. I think there's still a long way to go. And the interesting part about what you're referencing with Bob Rutina is that Ambrosi called him and was just looking more for of his support in the back room, let's say. He wasn't necessarily looking for his advice, which in actuality, Rutina, knowing the CFL and admittedly having a love for it, as you said, being the Ticats radio play-by-play man for a long time, that he could have given Ambrosi some advice on how to approach the government, because Bertina made that switch. He went from being in the CFL to a government official, and of course, as you mentioned, the mayor of Hamilton. So there could have been that approach at that time. I don't think just because Ambrosi fumbled the ball the first time that that means that it's a dead issue. It just created a number of questions of the government isn't going to want to have to answer, or at least have the chance to poke holes into. Now you can go back to the drawing board, and I really think they got to cross, as cliche as it is, every T, dot every I, when they go into that next session, potentially with the government, and make a pitch and have it all right. Leave nothing to chance. Have all those questions answered. You got to cover all your bases, just like a game plan. You wouldn't go into a game unprepared, and a lot of people felt like, for better or for worse, that's what Ambrosi did.
That's certainly what it looked like, and if that wasn't the case, I'd like to hear from somebody to tell me why that wasn't the case, and I haven't heard that yet. But one other thing, Justin, it's tough because this is what people see, this is what I'm hearing. Travis Lule leaves the BC Lions. Jeff Hunt leaves the Ottawa Redblacks ownership group. Anthony LeBlanc leaves the Atlantic Schooners ownership group. We've had players retiring here in Saskatchewan, one in Edmonton. It literally looks like people are fleeing the ship. Is that as it seems, or coincidence?
I just happen to think right now it's coincidence. And, you know, Jeff Hunt was pretty, you know, staunch in saying that he wasn't leaving because of COVID-19. He had felt he had taken the Red Blacks as far as he could, and also the Ottawa 67s there, and wanted to focus on Atletico Ottawa, the new CPL team that's there. Lule leaving, I think, is its own case in itself. Obviously, the family business and wanting to stay close to home to his family. So I think it just happens to be a coincidence. But when outsiders look at that, they might not see it. And that's one of the reasons why, and I hate to go back to it, the CFL's got to explore all avenues here. It's clear that their business model is broken. That needs to be fixed. So I don't think it would be out of the question for them at least to have a conversation with a guy like Vince McMahon or other people. And one other issue, guys, that I'll bring up and talk about a little bit is you have these franchises that sometimes are paying general managers and coaches not to coach or do their job for them for a year or two. Like, let's say, for example, when the Saskatchewan Roughriders got rid of Brendan Tamman and Corey Chamblin, that was probably over $1 million they were paying those guys for a decent amount of time per year, I believe it was, not to work for that team. So some of this, the losses that they're talking about, is self-inflicted. And that's why I really believe you need to go back to the table and look at it and say, hey, how can we be a profitable CFL that is better in the long run?
Lower salaries. Boom. That's it. You can't have guys like Trestman and Jim Popp. I love them both, but making $600,000, $700,000, Huff, you just can't. It's out of control because the numbers aren't there. By the way, Clark has brought up a reminder here. He says, can you ask Justin about the report of the CFL teams funding the Alouettes? Can you tell our viewers about that that maybe hadn't heard?
That's right. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people were asking, well, how are the Alouettes staying alive? Well, it turns out that every team last year was paying a little over $600,000. to keep the Owls going. Now, Roddy, that actually serves as a prudent potential financial point for what we were just talking about in the last question, that if you think of and add that up, that every team was putting in, you know, roughly over $600,000, and I think the total ends up being $5.2 million, that if the Alouettes were able to run on that type of budget, now they might have taken other losses too, but I'd be curious to have the books opened up and say, these franchises can be run on potentially tighter budgets, and that's probably going to be the way of the future. So if the Owls could have ran on over $5 million in 2019 and make the playoffs, then why can't some of these other teams do that and bring down those losses? And then that way you probably wouldn't have to go to government for as much money right now.
Really good point. Before we let you go, what are you working on at 3Down today?
So I'll just tell you guys, the latest and one of the most intriguing storylines that we've had up on 3Down Nation was the Toronto Argos adding DeShone Kizer, a former second-round pick of the Cleveland Browns, a quarterback, to their negotiation list. Now, I know we're talking a bunch of doom and gloom about the league, but if we ever get going again, the Argos have some connections to the University of Notre Dame where Kizer rose to star status with the Fighting Irish. Darius Jackson was a quarterback there at Notre Dame. He's currently their offensive coordinator. Devaris Daniels, a star receiver that they signed in free agency and a friend of the RP show, is now an Argo as well. So they're hoping that they can put a recruiting pitch together here and get Kizer north of the border, guys. And dare I say it, you get a name like that, that even my buddies that all love the NFL and that I played university football with at Guelph, normally don't watch the CFL, put a guy like Kizer like that in Toronto, and that might start to gain some intrigue of the Argos. So that's the latest that we have on up the site.
Whoa, here's just hoping they can get him there.
Yeah.
For any, and getting him on the field. Awesome report, Justin. Thank you. We'll be reading your stuff all weekend. Good to hear from you, and thanks for your patience.
You bet, guys. Anytime. Glad to be on with you, and stay safe out there.
You too. Justin Dunk from 3downnation.com and CHCHTV in Hamilton. Few minutes left here in this segment. On the way, our director of scouting, Craig Smith, plus the president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers, Lee Genier. I've become more and more and more of a Canadian sports fan, of which I was a huge one before, but even now, NFL, MLB, UFC, they're all going to get their act together. But the CEBL, the CPL, the CFL, they're the ones that are in hard times right now. And I hope this country gets the interest that I do, gets the bug that I do to save these leagues, whether Ottawa props them up or not. I that's one of the major cons against the CFL. Getting money from Ottawa is if we give it to you, we got to give it to everybody else, which I hate that argument, but it's a real argument. And by the way, you know, you're reading all this stuff. I go in and read the comments on 3Down Nation from time to time. Some guy in North Carolina said he's a neighbor of Bob Young's, by the way, who commented and said, Bell CTV should be underwriting the cost of the CFL because they're the broadcast partner. And I'm like, okay, so you're sitting in North Carolina, dude. You're not even paying attention to what's going on at Bell. They just laid off 500 people just before the pandemic hit when times were good. They can't be underwriting the losses of the CFL.
Do you want to be underwriting the losses of your neighbors?
That's
like on your property. It's the same thing. You know, it's somewhat, you know, your neighbor two houses down who you've never even met is defaulting on his mortgage payments. Should you be propping him up, paying the water bill, you know, sharing that amongst the block? Because if his property, you know, forecloses on his mortgage and the grass doesn't get cut and, you know, things start to happen and the property deteriorates, that brings down the value of your property. Right? And all of a sudden,
bingo,
your neighborhood's not as nice, not as sought after. So should you be propping them up? Right? Not my problem, not my responsibility.
A couple things. Jason in Red Deer says, I was a big Canadian sports fan before, but I am even more now since tuning into this show, guys. Same with me. And I love the way that it's going because we hear from the NLL people. We hear from the CEBL people. That's why we've got Lee Genier coming on. Obviously, we hear from the CFL players. And I obviously have always loved that. The hockey guys, the baseball guys. It's made me fall in love even more with Canadian sport. We just got to keep it alive.
Yeah.
And our poll question today, which, for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, which CFL 30 for 30 would you prefer to see the most? Decade of decadence on the Riders' run in the Hobson era. Horsepower on the dominance of the Calgary Stampeders beginning in the 90s, Evil Empire on the run of the Edmonton Eskimos, and Candymen on the Toronto Argonauts winning the 1991 Grey Cup in that ownership era of Wayne Gretzky, John Candy, and Bruce McNall. The runaway winner, of course, is Decade of Decadence. But Bo Halverson writes in and he says, I want to watch all those 30 for 30s. Hopefully we can get those done.
Yeah.
Plenty to come. Hang on, everybody. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Game Plus TV Network, and iHeartRadio.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Just sharing the show. Would you mind doing that too, folks? That would really help us out a lot. If you're watching right now and you enjoy the RP show, just go to the bottom of your screen and hit share to all your Facebook friends. Sharing the show when it's live helps us out a lot. Oh, and I see Clark has put, or Todd, or one of them, if we hit 100 likes today, we will be giving away some merch from our sponsors. That is a hell of an idea. Because we got so much.
We've got a little bit of that.
Deer Valley just dropped off a friggin' sporting goods store full of stuff the other day. And John Heaps writing in says, just finished first game of the season at Deer Valley. Course is in pristine shape. Thanks for the report, John. I'll be teeing off on Sunday. John Ohm has written in from Winnipeg. Better late than never. Work gets in the way. So thank you, John Ohm. Janelle Barkman, she says, Canadian sports withdrawal is real. Need some Rattlers ball ASAP. I got to tell you, you got to check out the Saskatchewan Rattlers. And we're going to find out from their president coming up here later this hour as to how they're going to make it work. But there is a vibe at Rattlers games.
Oh, yeah.
I can't speak to the other CEBL games because I haven't been to those venues. But I know this. And we get in there and we get the royal treatment and the basketball is fantastic. Read the quote from Mike Morielli. It's up at rodpeterson.com right now. Second story from the top from Mike Morielli about how Canadian basketball is considered some of the best in the world. Look at there's more Canadians in the NBA than ever before. And the CEBL is the CFL of basketball.
Yeah.
And we know how good the CFL is. So I'm excited to hear from Lee. Sports update. Bob Watson, a 2-time All-Star as a player who later became the first black GM to win a World Series, has died at the age of 74. He played for Houston, Boston, the Yankees, and the Braves. He was the Yankees GM when the club won the 1996 World Series. Bob Watson passing away. This has not been a good 24 hours, by the way. Art Howe, a former major league player and manager, is in intensive care at a Houston hospital with the coronavirus. The 73-year-old says he started feeling symptoms on May 3rd. He tried recovering at home, but was taken to hospital Tuesday. Pepper Rogers, who coached briefly in the CFL, died yesterday at the age of 88. He guided the expansion Memphis Mad Dogs in 1995, their lone CFL season. No cause of death was given. Pepper Rogers, an NFL legend. And Brad Keselowski earned his first pole of the season from afar. He won a random draw last night for the top spot Sunday when the Cup season resumes at Darlington Raceway. Cars will carry the names of frontline workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Did you see Director Jordan going off on Facebook last night about the people complaining about the people that live around the racetrack that he races at?
I missed it.
Jordan, I didn't know you were capable of such online vitriol. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. No, I'm serious, by the way. Jordan's right, Director Jordan. He says people buy a house near a racetrack and then want to get the racetrack shut down because they're too loud. He's like, what did you buy there for?
Yeah.
And I see these houses that are butted right up against Walmart in this town. And those trucks come and unload in the middle of the night. What were you thinking when you tried to buy this house, when you were looking at it with a realtor? Or, my personal favorite, the condo that looks over the McDonald's 24-hour drive-thru all night.
Do you want fries with that?
you know what I mean?
You know what, though?
Didn't think about that. Don't! Well,
these people buying the properties, they didn't use a realtor. Have you seen those commercials?
That should be one.
You don't use a realtor. How's your coffee?
Exactly. Don't. Tyler Dacu, our social media advisor, says Art Howe featured in the movie Moneyball, portrayed by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Good call, Ty. Jim Wagner writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, is it odd that I woke up today and thought, woohoo, Frenzy, Football Friday, in suspense of what will come out of Frenzy's mouth today? And Jim goes on to say, finally, the Wiz get it going. The Wiz need to trade for the big donger. It'd be a perfect match, says Jim. Ryan, our technical producer, likes that over there from the couch. My Wyverns have lost 7 in a row now, and the death watch is on. How long before the skipper before they tie a can to the skipper?
Yeah.
I'm in favor of it. Ryland Betker writes into the Facebook wall, says, same thing with firearm ranges. There's one east of the city, same issue. Houses have crept closer and complain about the noise. The range has been there for years prior. I'm wondering if it's not you just get used to it. For instance, all those planes, they go over your head. You know where I live.
Yeah.
Not far from the airport. I don't even know. I literally don't even notice. If I notice a plane going overhead, it's rare that I would notice it.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't get used to that. I don't know. Growing up on the farm, I know this. There's a reason I went out there on Sunday and took a picture of the exact, what I saw every morning when I opened my eyes. Was complete flat for miles and miles and miles and miles. Flat. It was so quiet. I couldn't handle it. So it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You know, when I talk to the people that live in the rurals, what do you love about it? So quiet. So peaceful. I hate it. I need chutzpah. I need pizzazz. I need sirens. I need planes. I need freeways. Makes me feel good.
Yeah. You know, and that's,
obviously you're the same.
Oh, of course I'm the same. I do appreciate it, though. I love going home and waking up in the morning and having coffee on the deck, and it's really quiet. And then you go out when my brother's building a house, or it's just about finished. They've moved into it. But his view that he's got where he can see for days and see the Quill Lakes and all that kind of stuff, it's great. And I love it. But only for a certain amount of time. I love to get back to the hustle and bustle. And you're right. I'm the same way. That's comforting to me.
Oh, yeah. Well... by the way, John in Winnipeg watching. The Wiz won? Oh, my God. My day is complete. Yes, the Wiz won. 14-6 over the Lions last night, or shall I say this morning. 3:20 a.m. is first pitch in the KBO. So, again, it's a good day for Jordan, but a bad day because they're trying to shut down his racetrack.
I know.
I thought you guys back here would break out laughing when I said that. It got eerily quiet that I would out Jordan for his Facebook post. You know, once you put it out there, Jordan, on Facebook, everybody can see it. Oh, he stands by it, he says.
Of course.
We should get Jordan out here. Well, and by the way, one of our hockey analysts writes in and says, you don't notice the planes? I guess no one can tell you. You've got your head in the clouds. Pa-dum-pum. Hashtag nose to the grindstone. Look, our house in town in Milestone, Saskatchewan, which is a population 640, and the population has never changed, by the way, because every time a girl gets pregnant, a guy leaves town. Our house in town was one block from the train tracks. A block. That's not very far. So when people came to visit and stay at our house, mostly relations and stuff, that train would wake them up. Because it's like one going through an hour, right?
Yeah.
We didn't even hear it. So I guess I was conditioned for it. But that's why I love the show The Ranch so much on Netflix. Because it is exactly like where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs right down everything.
I believe it. I believe it. And it's the same thing with not hearing stuff. I mean, man. You just, whatever you come from, if you don't have a lot of, you're just, your tap's leaking, right? Drip.
Can't stand
it. It's like no big deal. But if you've never heard it, it's like being waterboarded. It's the worst.
Peanut Butter Pete's watching in Estevan, and he has written in with the crying, laughing emoji. John in Winnipeg says, best joke ever and dong combination, Rod. Thank you. What's up with Craig Smith, by the way? Because I'm sitting here just tap dancing. Da, 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 da,
da. Did the Twins lose? Da, 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 da.
They're telling me to keep dancing. Jeff in Calgary, the Stamps fan, says, living by a train track is soothing. Maybe. I never thought it was particularly soothing.
Let's go out and listen to
the train. Living by an airport is soothing myself, but...
Mm-hmm.
From Sean Dahl, he says, I've watched The Ranch twice. It's down to earth and doesn't sugarcoat things. Just a family going through hard times and making the best of it. That's what makes it relatable. I guess so. I guess. I like the fact that Ashton Kutcher in the show plays the kid that was raised on the farm, went away into football for 15 years in his life, and then comes back to work on the farm with his dad, on the ranch with his dad and his brother. And hilarity ensues.
Oh, yeah.
And every single show, he's wearing a different hoodie, bunny hug, sweatshirt of some football team. The San Jose Barracudas, the Philadelphia Soul. He talks about the CFL quite a bit.
I love how he shows up in his Ugg boots, too.
Yeah.
Tom Brady wears these.
Wears Uggs. That's right.
As he's leaving the girl. Those are my Uggs.
John Ohm, by the way, says, have we got to 100 likes yet? I would rather have the shares.
Yeah.
But if we get 200 likes, we'll be giving away show merch. We've got merch from where? Because Clark's telling me to go to a commercial. We'll come back with Smitty. What do we have? We're at 71 likes. What do we have for gear to give away?
We got to go through the closet.
We got a Hanley Sabres football program. Original six. We got a ton of Original 16 merch. Hats, golf shirts, t-shirts, mugs. The only original 16 beer glass I got is for the Swift Current Broncos up here because they're the only
one missing.
Bobblehead I don't have. And what else did you say? Original 16. Deer Valley.
Yeah.
Hanley Sabres football. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Great stuff. Smitty, when we come back, boy, we're having a lot of fun on this Football Friday.
Going by fast.
It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you're having as much fun as we are today. That would be saying a lot if you are.
Yes.
By the way, SJ, I would love one of those shirts that Dupes has on, by the way. I've been campaigning for one for weeks. Can you put the camera on Dupes for that SJHL shirt? I love it.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like this original 16 one, but...
Sure would.
Let's go. By the way, our poll question, which CFL 30 for 30 would you like to see the most for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center? Leading the way, Decade of Decadence, the story of the 05-14 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Also, Horsepower, the dominance of the Calgary Stampeders. Evil Empire under Warren Moon and Hugh Campbell, the Eskimo years. And Candymen, the story of the Argos ownership under Wayne Gretzky, Bruce McNall. And who else? John Candy.
Yeah.
Duh. DP McIntyre writes in and says, going off the board, CFL 30 for 30, the curious case of Bernie Gleiberman. Because I know you know very little about the Gleibermans.
Very little.
You would get a lot out of that. Let's go to the video chat. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, joins us today. How you doing, Smitty?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Is that Jasper?
It sure is. We take care of Jasper. His mom is back to work. She had cancer, and we took care of him for 5 weeks. And now we've got we take care of him while she's working. So I love having him over.
Awesome. How's that for sound, guys? Are we going to stay with this? Okay. Yeah. Clark says it's good. Hey, a CFL documentary. Of those options, Smitty, or maybe one that I haven't even thought about, what's a 30 for 30 on the CFL you'd like to see?
Well, Ottawa would be pretty darn good, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. But, I think it would be great to see some stuff on Ronnie and George and, where I've lived, some of the bomber stuff from years ago, Fog Bowl, different things like that, So I think it would be very interesting.
Craig, 2 days from now, CFL training camps were supposed to open. I'm just kind of, and obviously they're not because it's postponed. I just want your take as a guy who worked in the league for 20 years. You got your Grey Cup rings on there, maybe a Vanier too. It's really going to get hit home for the CFL people when training camp's delayed. What are you hearing? What are you thinking of the events of the last week?
Yeah, it's killing me, and I'm not even involved in the league anymore. On my phone, kept on saying, rookie camps May 13th. And obviously there's no rookie camps. Training camp is going to be on the 17th. There's no training camp, no CFL. It's really tough. And I was looking forward to going to the new stadium to go see the Riders practice, and it's not going to happen. So it's a difficult thing.
All things being equal, I'll say this. People are saying, why are teams still signing players? Why are they doing business as usual? And it's pretty clear that they are doing it until they're told not to do it. So what's your take on the transactions over the last little while in the CFL? Let's just assume that they get on the field. Maybe it's quarantine cities. Maybe it's an 8-game, 9-game season, that type of thing. What do you like going into a 2020 season?
Well, like I said at the end of last year on your show, the Green are poised to have a heck of a run and go and play home in the Grey Cup. But again, this year would have been, it was going to be so good. But, you know, the West is always competitive. You know, everybody, I think, improved. And Hamilton was so good last year. Montreal coming on, Toronto with new people there, man, it was going to be such a great, great deal. And unfortunately, you know, it's going to take a while before things get going, and maybe not even get going. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you got anything for Smitty, Darren? The audio is an issue. I'm not sure how long we can stay with this guy. I can barely hear Smitty, but go ahead.
Yeah, the one I wanted to ask him about was the U Sports football, because he follows it so closely, and the Canada West going to 5 games, Smitty. You know, they don't need fans in the stands to play football. It's not as, you know, important, I guess. It does matter, but not as much as the CFL. But what do you think about their announcement? They're going to play 5 games and try and get the season in.
I'll try to speak a little louder here. It's going to be difficult, but you know, I'm for playing football as long as it's safe, as long as you know people aren't going to die. You know, so I would love to see a 5-game season that doesn't have, you know, that's three games short. You know, so I would love to see a 3-game season, and you know, I'd love to see even a half a season of the Canadian Football League. I think that would be great. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, this virus is really throwing a curveball. It's one of those things that you just never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I just wanted to say something with regards to funding, with regards to the Canadian Football League, if I could. You know, I've been involved in this league. I was a kid watching this game. I went to 18 Grey Cups. 4 of them I was on the sideline. 2 of them I was as a coach. And, you know, obviously, what am I expected to say? You know, I'm in favor of the guys, the Canadian Football League getting $150 million. You know, everybody's thinking, okay, what about these American guys? It's amazing how many American guys have come up here and they stayed here because they love this country. Just like Dunk had a great, great comment on that. They pay taxes. They stay here. I saw Charleston Hughes on the news this morning on CTV Morning News, and he's helping out in the community. How many guys have stayed? I think of James Murphy, I think of G-Roy, you know, some of these guys that have been around, and they just love Canada. They've contributed to the people in this community. They've made just amazing amounts of community service. They pay taxes. I remember, you know, I used to go pick up the players. You know, some of these kids, they're coming in, and you know what they want to do is they want to continue their career, possibly get to the NFL, but they don't know what they're coming up to here. You know, they think they're coming up here, everybody's going to speak French. I remember picking up a kid at the airport and then driving to Surrey, and the kid kept on looking around and says, this is just like the States. You know, so these kids are coming up here. They're trying, you know, they're trying to continue to play football. They come up here. They love Canada. They love the people here. And you know, I'm all for it. I'm all for, you know, getting. Now, let's face it. Mike Riley is not going to get $750,000 this year, but these guys need something. You know, it's a business. Before this all went around, they weren't talking about. But it wasn't a real big thing like it used to be. Remember years ago, oh man, CFL's dying. That wasn't coming up. They were talking about, you were asking me about the quarterbacks I went through, and I looked. 7 guys were 70% or better passers, and then there were 4 guys that were above 65%. You think that's darn good football? And you know, a lot of these Americans that come up here, they love it. And, you know, I think that, hey, let's keep this league going. It's been a huge part of my 19 years in the Canadian Football League. I've been very, very fortunate. Adam Arita gave me my break in the Canadian Football League. It's a Canadian Football League, but it, you know what? The Americans come up here. They do a great job. Even if they come up here and then go down, you know, they go back home. Doesn't matter. They're contributing to Canada and the fabric of this country. Like I said, I went to 18 Grey Cups. You know how much money I spent going to Grey Cups and having fun and meeting people right across the country? It's fantastic. And Saskatchewan, in Winnipeg, Calgary, all these different places. Again, it's the fabric of the country. It is just amazing how much it means to a lot of people. So, you know, let's help this league out.
Yeah, Racco, you know. That's the comment of the day. You've already got the Rod's rant. The boys put the stamp up. For Bronco Plumbing and Heating, your factory-authorized Bryan Furnace dealer. And if I may go further, Smitty, on that, by the way, I saw somebody write in, or somebody write on Twitter the last couple of days that they couldn't believe how much Argos merchandise they were seeing on the streets of Toronto, people mowing their lawns wearing an Argos ball cap or a T-shirt or so forth. And I think for CFL fans across this country for the next 2 months, wear CFL gear every day, whatever you have. It's time to show your support of the CFL. Just show the people that need to know it how important it is to you and to this country. And by the way, Darren, I was meaning to say this earlier, not today, but about the Last Dance. Smitty wasn't living here in the 90s, but in this town in the 90s, there was more Chicago Bulls and Green Bay Packers merchandise on people than Rider gear. If you were wearing a Rider hat or a golf shirt in the 90s, you were laughed at. So the fact of the matter is things can be created, things can be recreated, but it's going to take some effort from everybody, Smitty, to save this league. And I'm just sitting here waiting for this Save Our CFL thing, because if they don't get the Ottawa money, we're really going to need it. But people can do their part, and I don't see a lot of people doing their part at the moment.
You know, in each franchise, everybody, there's a real good core of fans. You know, I was in BC for 8 years. There was a darn good core of fans there. And you know, obviously they had 50,000 and it did drop, but you know what? You win, people are going to come. Toronto is a little different situation. I think a lot of people in Toronto think CFL isn't big enough for them. It's a great brand of football, just like you're talking about U Sport. U Sport's an unbelievable. I've seen so many great U Sport games. It's incredible. It's a fantastic. There's so many great athletes that come there. Then they're working, and then they go to the next level to the Canadian Football League. The CFL offers Canadian kids an opportunity to keep on playing football. Now, the first couple of years, you know, they're gradually going. But then Brent Johnson wasn't Brent Johnson for the first year. He developed, and he became one of the better ones. Canadian, Ohio State kid. You know, so it's a matter of development. To me, I would like to see it the same way. But you know what? Who knows what's going to happen? If the NFL jumps in to help this league so that, you know, we can keep on going, let's do it. Let's just keep this league going. Let's have some fun. This is a great place, great, great football, and it's a matter of just, hey, let's go. Let's get it going.
Smitty, that was awesome. I appreciate it, man. Hey, let's do this sooner than later. Stay safe and say hey to Kathy, and give Jasper a kiss for me, would you?
I sure will. By the way, we didn't bet on the last one, so you don't owe me lunch, but we're even now. I bet on the Oilers. You bet on Wyvern. Now we're even, so thanks very much for having me on.
We're starting all over. Yeah, your Twins were rained out last night, so I'm sure you're ready for the doubleheader today. Thank you, Smitty. Yeah.
Go Twins.
There you go. That is his KBO baseball team, the Twins, who were rained out last night. Oh, listen to this. Devin Ferner writes and he says, I'm ready to run through a brick wall for Canadian football. Thanks, Coach Craig. This is what it's going to take. Stuff like that. People coming out and saying what the CFL means to them. I hope people... It should be starting now.
Yes.
It's like the Schooners thing. You know, they wait until the town council, city council in Halifax is debating this to whip up some hype for the Schooners. You should have been doing it at least a year before it got into city council's hands. Mm-hmm. Let's break. Is Lee ready? Do you want to do the break or do you want to go to Lee now? Okay. A break, and the president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers, Lee Genier, joins us for overtime next. Hang on, we'll be right back. It is the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water. Refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Overtime is always fun, and it's brought to you by Emerald Water. Emerald Water YQR. Special minerals in it, right, Darren?
Yes.
Makes it special. Before we go off the air, I want to award the winner, and I want to know what we're giving them, guys. Okay, so let me know who's the winner randomly for getting us over 100 likes of today's show. Well, I was excited and actually pretty optimistic when I saw the news release from the CEBL last night that they have released their training camp rosters for the 2020 season. The Saskatchewan Rattlers, of course, are the defending champions of the Loop, and we are joined on the video chat right now by the president of the Rattlers, Lee Genier, who I had to get on the air with that news. Good morning, Lee. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic. Rod, how you doing?
Good. So before we delve into the future of the immediate future of the CEBL, how was your news release received last night by Canadian sports fans?
Well, you know, our intention, you know, since, you know, obviously the beginning of the year, as we've continued to move along, put together every piece of this as we were going to play. That means signing players, all the back end support that is needed to put on a season. Obviously, you know, with COVID, it has certainly thrown a wrench into the plans. But again, we have been moving ahead as if we are going to play. And I think we've said that from day one, that we have to be 100% prepared. And, you know, and that includes still signing players, putting out a roster, and excited to play. As you know, last night would have been our home opener at SaskTel Center, and you know, so many excited fans, you know, messaged me all day. A very emotional day, quite honest, because we would have had a banner raising and showed off, you know, some new bling and had some excited fans. So there is a ton of excitement around our season and what that next step is for us as well.
Randy in Cochrane, Alberta writes in. He says, I did not know of the CEBL until I watched the RP show. Very interested now. We love it, Randy. High quality basketball, but that is a bit of a topic for another time. The reason I asked for your reaction is I'm sure a lot of people must have been saying, how come you're playing and nobody else is? Or, you know, the CFL's postponed training camp. What's the story on CEBL training camps?
Well, you know what is, you know, and now we have to say that with a grain of salt that, when we say we're playing, what we, you know, what we are doing is exploring every opportunity out there that's possible right now. There is a large movement to return to sport by, you know, provincial sport authorities, by the federal government. So, I mean, again, led by our commissioner, Mike Morielli, everyone is working feverishly to see what the return to play looks like. I mean, there's still a ton of moving parts to this. But we have a lot of exciting scenarios in place, which, you know, again, in the last week has been a very exciting week for things to come to the next level. So, again, you know, this is an ongoing process that, you know, every day there is new developments for sure. We take them one step at a time, and every hurdle that we're trying to cross as well. But, you know, we... Our players want to play, our coaches want to coach, and what that next scenario looks like for us as well.
For the viewers that don't know, just again, I've known Lee a very long time. He's won great cups for the Calgary Stampeders, championships with the Saskatchewan Rush, NLL Executive of the Year, and now a championship with the Saskatchewan Rattlers. So Lee, take that hat off and just, as a sports executive, okay, how do you feel about, like, the commissioners, the presidents are getting so criticized. Look at what Ambrosi's faced since, you know, talking to the House of Commons last week. There's no handbook for this. I just think that people are being far too hard on guys in that you couldn't have planned for this. I mean, from a sport perspective, how do you feel about where things are at right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is no handbook for it. I mean, you know, sport is like any other business, really. And, you know, the owners... everyone concerned, like everybody wants to get back to work. You know, I think in this country, for sure, safety is a major issue. But again, there, you know, it's part of our Canadian fabric. It's just life in general is what, you know, sport has added to it, right? So, I mean, we're no different than, you know, the restaurant next door that wants to open and, you know, may have put their life savings into that. So, I mean, we've had an ownership group that is committed to, you know, putting this on, you know, that made a significant investment to start the league. So, I mean, as the leadership team at the CBL, like, we are committed to doing everything we can possible. In addition, like I say, every other league, they're just trying to do, you know, what any business should do is survive and do what they do is play sports. So, right. You know, and again, you know, like I say, there's going to be all sorts of, certainly medical professionals, on one side and what this looks like, but, and people go, well, you know, sports is not all that important. And you're going to have a lot of people say that, but again, you know, if you look over, you know, what sports has done and what it continues to do, it brings people together. It unites nations. It unites communities. So, I mean, you know, we're excited about that. We are really excited. And, you know, when that happens, if it happens, I mean, like I say, we are, you know, I just got off a 2-hour conference call this morning with medical professionals looking at every option. And Mike Morielli has been literally working around the clock on every possibility to what this looks like. And, you know, it would be a hub city scenario. And again, like I say, that's the commitment from our ownership group, from our leadership team to make this happen and to, again, get us back on the court for our fans, you know, because, you know, we believe that we have started something great. We have amazing staff that worked, you know, around the clock to have made this thing happen in the last 2 years. And, you know, it's, you know, and we're going to push it to the absolute limit to, you know, as what we can to try to make this thing happen. So, you know, that's going to, you know, our position. And I mean, we're not going to do it unsafely ever. You know, we're always going to make sure that our, you know, and if it does happen, is that everyone is safe in that manner, right? So there's certainly, you know, I know Randy, I certainly wouldn't want to be in Randy's shoes right now. He certainly has taken a beating. Maybe there's always a better way to do things, but, you know, the premise is, you know, he reports to 9 owners across the league. You know, I spent 20 years in the CFL, and, you know, they want to play ball. And, you know, that's kind of the impetus of that. So, I mean, we want to get back on the court.
One of our viewers, Casey Dulson, writes that he says the CEBL has 43 U Sports players playing this year. I mean, people are following it. And if I may, Lee, the one thing that I think is cool about how you do things as a marketer with the Rattlers, you make people feel a part of the action of what's going on. Clearly, that's some way you do it. I don't know how you do it, but we all kind of feel invested. And you can see with your fans, I see what they say on social media. Everybody feels that way. So I just wanted to bring you on because I wanted you to know that we're in it with you. You kind of hinted that there's maybe been some movement positively, but I'm not digging in for the info. When you guys are ready to announce it, you know where we are. And I just want to say good luck with everything. And thanks for all you've done for us.
Thank you. Pleasure. And like I say, as soon as, you know, we have that next positive announcement, and you'd be the first to know. So I can't wait to be able to make that. And most likely will come down from our commissioner. But again, thanks so much. Always a pleasure being on.
Awesome. Good job, Lee. Keep it up. Stay safe.
Thank you. You guys as well.
President of the Saskatchewan Rattlers, hashtag Rattle the Rim, Lee Genier. And I just want to say this, by the way. Known that guy a very long time. We've been at a lot of events together, cocktail parties and so forth, and it was always like this. He was with the Stamps, I was with the Riders. We would look at each other from across the room and just give it a... You know what I mean? I knew that he got it, he knew that I got it, but we were on opposite teams, right?
Game respecting game. That's,
yes!
That's what they call it. That's game that's respecting game.
Just and, that nod.
You know, remember that movie with Dane Cook, Good Luck, Chuck? Where the girls, every time they slept with him,
Dan Plaster.
Then they got married. then they got married. So yes. Then the girls were lining up to sleep with him because they wanted to get married. The next guy they were with.
Yeah.
If you want to win a championship, you hire Lee.
Hire Lee. Exactly. By the way, Jeff in Calgary, the Stamps fan, wrote in and said, what happened to Luches Purifoy? I thought he was going to come on. He bailed. But he had a family illness emergency, we were told. So we're hoping to get Luches on down the line because obviously he's got strong thoughts on American players getting funding from Ottawa. And I could honestly go another hour on all of this. But as Seinfeld says, leave him wanting more. So I guess we're not on the air till Tuesday, huh? We didn't talk about that in the morning meeting.
No.
But vote on our poll. Watch our show. Jordan's saying get the hell out of here. So we'll see you Monday at 10 a.m. Mountain on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.